The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, gather round, folks, it's that time of the day. Tune your dials to the madness that we call play. It's Chuck and Billy's hour of utter absurdity, where the jokes are rotten and the hosts are free. Chuck and Billy, oh, they've got the pizzazz of an old rusty carburetor running out of gas. You won't find wisdom or clever repartee, just two clowns on Pittsfield Radio's dismay. Chuck and Billy, they're not your cup of tea, more like a blend of chaos and mediocrity. They think they're funny, but we know better. Plug your ears or brace the audio terror. Are you bored or just plain desperate? 'Cause if you're here, you must have lost a bet. Chuck and Billy, the radio's last resort. Hold on tight for this disastrous sport. Forget their advice and their random thoughts. Chuck and Billy spar with words but lose the plots. Tune in for noise that's sure to grate. Their show's a train wreck you just can't hate. Chuck and Billy, they're not your cup of tea, more like a blend of chaos and mediocrity. They think they're funny, but we know better. Plug your ears or brace the audio terror. Oh.
Well then, all right, man, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. What's going on with you, Chuck?
Oh no, I can't hear you.
Uh-oh. I can hear you.
You can hear me? I can't hear you.
You better turn your volume up, sir.
It is. It's all the way up.
Oh.
Let's see. Go ahead.
Hey.
There we go. Woo. Magic. That's when you turn the dial.
How about that? Yeah.
Whoa. I was turning the wrong one because I wasn't looking. I was doing this.
Well, you know, that's what you're supposed to do is look.
Focus. Anyways. So what's up? Well, so it's almost Thanksgiving. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. That was stupid. It's almost Thanksgiving, guys. Wait, tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's
just
tomorrow.
So you know.
Tomorrow, and it's almost that time.
It's almost time.
I hope everybody has got great plans for Thanksgiving.
Yes, stuff your turkeys good.
That's right. Take them out. You should have taken them out this morning.
Or you should have taken them out a day ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's going to take forever.
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago, or and then when you cook it and it's still frozen, you're not eating till the next day, so Thanksgiving's over.
Here's a little bit of safety advice. Just make sure that if you're going to deep fry your turkey, don't just throw it in there. Don't dunk it in there. Don't put it in your garage and do that, because that creates fires, okay? Let's all have a very safe Thanksgiving this season and not cause any more fires, because we don't need any of that.
Yeah, focus, people like me. Focus.
Focus.
Don't just go, we're just going to deep fry it and burn the place.
He is so focused that his life is set to his friends only. So
yeah.
I'm sharing, but hey, you know what? Next time,
we'll fix it.
We will make sure that it is public.
But the funny thing is I've actually put it on public 3 times and it keeps going to my friends, which I don't understand, but that's okay.
It's because that's just what they choose.
They don't like me.
Well,
it's okay.
It's all good.
I love you anyways, Facebook.
No,
I don't. I shouldn't say that. But anyways, how are you doing there, Shelly? Hey, Billy, I know it's you. Hey.
It's hey. That's right. I am in the live. I shared the live. So if anybody is friends with me on Facebook, you can go ahead and check it out. Send him a friend request. He will accept it. And you can watch the live.
If I want to.
Obviously. Yeah. Mm.
Sometimes my fingers don't. I can't see, so I don't know who it is. Probably like, who's this?
Somebody.
Who's that person?
Someone.
It's somebody that wants to be your friend.
Someone.
Alrighty then.
Alrighty.
Anyway. So what are we talking about today?
So since it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, I was thinking that we could talk about things that you could say. That's, well, you You can say at the dinner table, that sounds like it's something, but it's actually not.
So it sounds like a. No, how do I say? What was I going to say? I don't even know. See, I can't focus.
Focus.
Wow.
Put your focus cap on.
Put your focus.
Use
cap
Use your
on.
Words.
Use my words.
Use your words.
What words?
Things like, well, I'm in the mood for a little dark meat. And you know what? You can say that at the dinner table because there is white meat and dark meat on the turkey.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people love the white meat. And a lot of people love the dark meat. It really doesn't matter to me. It's food.
I don't like the dark meat. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just me. I'm stupid. I don't know. I just can't
I love it all. It's food.
It's food. Yeah. But
I got
just,
it. Mm.
It's like, oh. So, I mean, I had these. I, oh, yeah. So I had these. So I had these controversial Thanksgiving topics to avoid during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, topics to avoid. So we have some advice for you.
Yeah, these are things you should not ever talk about at Thanksgiving. Like the $500 my brother still owes me. You know,
yeah.
It's like, why would you talk about that?
Yeah, because you know, that might be the only time you're gathering to pull them aside. Hey, by the way, remember that $500 I loaned to you?
Years ago?
Yeah, 10, 15 years ago. Remember that? I kind of need that now.
Even though you haven't seen your family in 12, you know, it's...
Yeah, well, you know, times are rough, and I kind of need that back. Did you have a little bit, at least, like maybe $20?
$20, something. Throw me $10 under the table. I mean, some change works.
Yeah,
I could use that.
Anything,
for the,
I got to do laundry.
Yeah, I could use it for the parking meter.
Right? I mean, yeah, that is definitely a topic you don't want to...
You don't ever want to talk about.
You don't really want to bring that up while you're gathering for love.
Love and the turkey.
Yeah.
Basting.
Basting. For basting. And then, of course, are you ready for seconds yet?
Sure. Yeah, there you go. Are you ready for seconds? Pour the gravy on it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I always go for seconds.
I always go for seconds.
Do I look like I wouldn't go up for seconds?
I look like I'm anorexic, so maybe... But I'm not. I'm pregnant right here, just so you all know.
So wait a second. So what's another controversial topic?
Another controversial topic
that you probably shouldn't talk about at Thanksgiving. So here's why we're doing this, Chuck. For the last like month and a half, we've been telling people to email us with their funniest, messed up Thanksgiving story, something that happened at Thanksgiving. And you know what? We didn't get one email from
not
you.
Not one.
Not one email from you people.
Fired.
So, yeah, that's it.
You're fired.
No, but so we are going to talk about these topics that you can talk about at Thanksgiving, so or shouldn't talk about at Thanksgiving.
I hope your turkey's as dry as the one on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
that was probably the funniest part of that movie. I mean, the whole thing is funny,
yep.
And if you haven't seen it, I don't know who you are, but you should go see it.
Oh, yeah.
Stream it. I believe it's free right now. So stream it on one of the major streaming services and check it out, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, because that part will have you needing to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, because I love
you crossing your legs. Yeah.
The dog.
That's so great.
The dog. Yeah.
Yeah, underneath the table.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
So another controversial topic. This is things people I've been to Thanksgivings where people do this, and it's very obnoxious. Like, they'll sit there and they'll talk about, you know, all your children's accomplishments.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't
want to
hear that. I get that. That's cool.
It is cool. You know what? It
no.
is cool.
My kid's cool. better than yours.
I mean, come on. The kids don't care. It's the parents that care the most. So, come on. Leave it alone.
I mean, come on. You give kids for participation trophies. Come on.
Yeah. Back in my day, we didn't get those.
No, neither did I. Baseball.
Yeah.
Never.
If you lost, you lost.
You lost. You're done. Yeah. Here you go, because you're a loser.
Yeah.
Isn't
no.
that like what it's doing, though?
Well,
we're giving
it's
giving
it's giving people
lost.
It's giving them a little confidence, I believe, and you know, it gives them an idea to want to go back and do it again.
That makes me feel like kids are never going to learn what losing really is.
No, and you know what? Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But
yeah.
I mean, I never got a participation award or trophy or anything. We actually had to come in first place in order to get a trophy, and then they would take us out somewhere, and we'd go get like pizza or ice cream or something. But if we lost. That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
You're 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate?
You're standing there like,
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's what I'd do. I'd be like, we lost.
I'd be like a 10-year-old kid playing Little League, and I'm like, oh, we lost. And the other team is all jumping up and down and screaming and stuff. And, you know, I'm just like, all right, so there we go.
The respect out of it was you always go and congratulate the team that won.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I said 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? And that happened after every game.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'd just, like, slap 5.
Yep. It's like, good game, the very last
kid, you know, you slap him on the butt and they turn around and you're like, what?
You're like, hey. Calm down. Your coach does it all the time. Anyway.
Oh, no. So another controversial topic that you think. So anyway, go ahead with that one that you were just talking about.
About the kids?
Yeah. Oh, is that the one?
That's the one I was just talking about.
Oh, yeah. I have heard that.
It's because I've been at Thanksgivings where people are just like, oh, did you hear, like, Tiffany won an award for, you know, being the beautifulest girl? And stop.
Everybody's got that on, don't they?
Stop.
Where the bumper sticker on the van says, my kid's an honor student. Yeah, my kid's an honor student. Hey, listen, you know what? That's awesome. I am so proud.
Proud of that.
Proud of that, too. And this is just for fun. We have no personal.
Yeah, we're just having a blast.
Yeah, this is just
for fun. Don't take it seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, we grew up in an era we had to have thick skin.
Yeah.
We had to have thick skin. But no, for real, it is a great accomplishment. I think I was on the honor roll. I went on high honors a couple times, and it is a great accomplishment. And people want to talk about it, but don't spend the entire time talking about the same thing, because it gets kind of, you know, redundant, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it does. It's whatever. I mean, just, I guess sometimes I just go, yeah, sure, go for it. But every time they do that, I always look at my kid like.
I know, it kind of makes you feel bad, you know? Like,
but
not that your kid's not doing good. It's just, it kind of makes you feel like a little bit inadequate.
Something in my eyeball.
It's Cool Whip time.
It's Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
It's Cool Whip.
Say cool. Cool. Whip.
Cool.
Whip.
Whip.
Cool Whip.
Now say Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip. Cool Whip.
So here's another controversial topic at your Thanksgiving dinner time. How you feel about your saddlebags, cellulite, or weight gain?
See, listen, I already know that I'm fat, so you don't have to go around telling everybody.
I like your luggage.
What can you put in those saddlebags?
Those are nice.
Hey,
are those leather? Great minds think alike.
That's why we are what we are. Yeah. So here's another thing you can say at the dinner table that could be misunderstood. Just wait your turn. You'll get some. There's some really, really, really on the borderline kind of things on here.
Yeah. So we're going to stay away from those.
Yeah.
Like, here's another one that I guarantee always happens at Thanksgiving. Parenting advice.
Ooh.
Parenting advice. That's guaranteed.
That's a very touchy subject. No matter when it is.
Yeah. Can you control your kids? Excuse me?
Can you?
Yeah. How about you do that? They're your kids.
Yeah. Controlling your kids. Yeah. Like, that's going to go over like a fart in church.
Whoops.
Not happening. But, yeah, this is just one of those things, I guess.
It's so bad that you should never tell another parent how to parent their kid. Some you should, not all.
Maybe your own parents. Like, you shouldn't have done this to me.
Yeah, what did you do?
Look at what you made me become.
Come on, I could have been more successful.
The one and only time you can still blame your dad.
Yeah, dad, it's all your fault. Yeah. He's probably like, what?
I did what? No, never mind. No, I'm going to go sit at the kids' table.
So when he strikes me down with stomach pains, then we'll know why. I'm going to do one thing after the break that I forgot to do. I feel bad.
Uh-oh.
I'll do it after. We're not worried. But the break's coming up, so we got like 15 seconds. So.
Little PSA here for you.
Little PSA.
You're listening to WTBR 89.7 on Pittsfield Radio with Chuck and Billy, not your cup of tea.
We'll be right back.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandrini.
All right, so I have to say something before we continue.
Okay.
I wanted to...
Floor is yours.
...say rest in peace, Raphael, which is a family member that passed away a few days ago of cancer. I just wanted to say rest in peace, my friend. See you again soon, you know, whenever. It's to the family, you know, because he was actually a wicked awesome guy. He showed me things that I would never try in my life. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he would make me he made me this fish, and I never used to put lime or lemon around my fish. It was just
what?
Bro, never. I never.
No
did.
Way.
So he put it on my fish, and I was like, I'm not gonna eat that. My wife's like, you gotta try it.
It's good with lemon.
I was like, that's amazing. Let's have more.
Yeah, it's good with lemon, but it's awesome with lime. I know that you're not a big cilantro fan, but
no.
But if you got the cilantro and you put the lime on top of that, oh, it's really, really good. I'm surprised you never tried that.
But rest in peace, Raphael. You were amazing. So sorry that it happened.
I have sent my condolences to you and your family.
Yeah.
It was a very sudden thing.
Yeah, it was bad. But, you know, at least he's not.
At least you have these memories to talk about that are really great.
He was fun.
Things that you can bring up
during
Thanksgiving.
Exactly. That you can bring up.
Great memories
from
people who aren't here anymore.
Yep.
Not the sad stuff.
The fun
stuff. Talk about the fun stuff. Talk about how you remember hanging out with them. Or,
like when my sister threw potatoes at me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, come on.
It's like, why are you doing that?
I do have a really funny Thanksgiving story that I can tell that happened to me.
Do it.
When I was young. See, you guys all should have emailed us your stories so that we could all share. I know you've got probably a ton of them, but here's one when I was young. I'll never forget this. And we used to have huge Thanksgivings, okay?
Yeah.
And there'd be this great big table with everybody sitting down at it. My uncle is closer to my generation. He was about 12 years old when I was born. So
So
we don't have much of a big generational gap. So him and I got close when I was growing up. And he was funny. Like always funny. Always the jokester, always the guy that would, you know, bring a smile to everybody's face, especially at Thanksgiving. And you know what? We have this family where anything goes, nothing really bothers us. And I mean, there are people out there that have, you know, when they go to their Thanksgiving family dinners, they go and it's you know, they dress up real nice. They, you know, are very well-behaved, I suppose. Not my family, okay?
No elbows on the table.
Yeah, stuff like that. I mean, there'd be this great, big, huge spread right on the table. A beautiful bird, you know, just waiting to be cut. And we're all sitting there, and I'm just a little kid, and my mouth's watering. I want some of that turkey. I want some of that gravy. I want some of that mashed potatoes. I want that stuffing. That was, like, my favorite part was the stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the story. We went to, we called Nani, okay? So I was a grandma, and we called her Nani. And it was a huge... huge dinner. Everybody was sitting at the table. Everybody was having a good time. Everybody was talking. So my uncle goes, "Shh, do you guys hear that?" And I swear everybody fell for it. Everybody stopped talking. Everybody put their, you know, their hands down, everything. They just stopped and looked at him and said, "What? Do you hear that?" He goes, he let out the hugest fart I think I've ever heard in my life. And as a kid, that is so funny to me. Okay, but the funniest part was that Nani was laughing so hard that her false teeth fell out of her mouth and fell right onto her plate. And that just made it worse. That was it. She kept on laughing. She was laughing so hard, even after her teeth fell out, and everybody at the table was laughing so hard. And it all started with this little, you know, shh, you hear that? And he did that every single time. I don't think there was ever a big dinner that went by that he didn't say, do you hear that? And that was it. And it would get us every single time. What?
I'm like, huh?
And that was What's it. But the fact that she was laughing so hard that her false teeth just fell and plopped onto her plate. And you could hear it. Ting.
Ting.
Ting. Tunk, tunk, tunk. I was laughing. Everybody was laughing. If I had false teeth, they'd fall out on the plate.
Do not quest $200.
And I think she laughed. She laughed so hard she was sweating. It was a funny story. And it's just one of those things. Like, that's what we were looking for, guys. We were just looking for you guys to send in some funny stories like that. Something that's happened at Thanksgiving. We still have for Christmas. You know, people have Christmas dinners or holiday dinners. Mm-hmm. And if you still want to talk about your stories at the holidays, you still can send them in and we can do one for you.
Send them all in, man.
Yeah, and we can do a show based on those funny stories. So I shared mine. Now you share yours.
Yeah. He shared his. You share yours.
Yeah.
Bring them
quid
to us.
Quid pro quo.
Yeah. And
Clarice.
Stuff. Clarice. Papa Bean. Anyway, so there's another thing. These are things that I know that I've heard before, definitely. This is a definite. Like, even if there are people I don't know, like, I've been a few, like I've said before, a few Thanksgivings where it's like, oh, well, they can't eat this and they can't eat that. And, oh, I can't have this. And, oh, I can't have that. And then why are you here? Why did you come?
You might as well have a potluck.
Yeah, it's like, I don't, what can you eat?
You know what, at that point, if I know that I got a lot of people that, you know, have different food allergies or, you know, food tastes, that's when I would probably say, hey, let's have a potluck. You know what? I'm going to make the traditional stuff, you guys all bring something, and we can all have a good time. And I think that's fine.
That's a good idea.
Because these days, people have allergies to everything.
Yeah, there's allergies, there's people that don't eat meat, they're vegan, there's... You know, plant-based only people.
I don't eat meat.
I don't eat meat. And
I don't eat meat.
I don't eat meat. Low bridge.
That's a low bridge.
Just so you guys know, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but we are driving to New York to drop my wife off, and we kept saying low bridge, and we don't know why. We were overtired.
Luis.
Paul Brad.
Louis, they're looking at me funny. We need to go.
Louis, I don't like when they're staring at me.
They're looking at me funny.
They're staring.
Low bridge, put your seatbelt on. Yeah. Well, we had to make it fun. It was very late.
Oh, yeah. We were like, whoa.
Stay awake. It gets very nerve-wracking when you're driving around in New York City.
But they're, I've been to a few Thanksgivings where people are like, I can't eat this. And I'm looking at them like, when...
Do you want
Why
some carrots?
You want me to make you like carrots and lettuce? Like, you want me to put you in a cage like a rabbit too? I don't know. I'm confused.
Hey, you know what? To each their own, but.
Yeah, I don't care, but you got to let somebody know.
Yeah, ahead of time.
Ahead of time. Not the day of. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Or inviting somebody that's not invited to Thanksgiving. You're like.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Well, we have plenty. I mean, you know, when I was a kid, I had a friend who did that. He would bring a homeless person home for Thanksgiving. Yeah, but back then it was a little bit different.
Smell terrific.
It was a little bit different back then.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Of course.
It's a great thought, a great gesture, and that person got fed for Thanksgiving. So, you know. I'm not saying do that now. I'm not saying do that.
Don't do that now.
I'm just saying that's something that has happened when you know.
I mean,
not expecting a guest and
don't get me wrong.
All of a sudden somebody shows up and you're like, I don't know you.
I've actually fed people like when I had a whole bunch of Thanksgiving dinner and I didn't want it. I wasn't going to eat it all. There's no way I can't put it all in my fridge.
You can't even fit it all.
I'd give some to the homeless people. I wouldn't care.
Of course.
But.
They got to eat, too.
Bringing them home.
Especially around the holidays.
I don't think that's a good idea.
It's probably the toughest time for some of those folks that are out there that have nowhere to go. You know, it's probably the toughest time. It's the most depressing time.
It is.
They have nobody to go to. And it's nice to see a community of people that want to help. And if you have leftovers, there are plenty of people that have nowhere to go.
Exactly.
In Pittsfield that could use some food. And you know what? If you have those leftovers, that could be something that you could teach your kids or your stepkids or, you know, even your partner how to be have a little bit of humility. You know, be human about it. There's nothing wrong with bringing food to people.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Some people think there is, but yes. I mean, I guess
I don't think they think it's a problem. I don't think they think it's a problem. It's more like it's sort of an inconvenience. A lot of people have this way of thinking. It's not healthy. Like, oh, well, they put themselves there. A lot of times they didn't.
No, some of them didn't do that.
And you know,
don't take it literal, people.
Yeah, bringing food is awesome. Like, handing out money is another thing, but bringing somebody food or something to drink, you know, that could change the whole day for them.
They could.
So there's nothing wrong with that. So if you got leftovers, I say, head over to the library area. That's where a lot of people go. Head over there and bring some food over. Anywhere around North Street, anywhere around Park Square, you know, bring some food
over. There's some people waiting for money by the Big Y and stuff like that. Just bring them something.
Yeah, food.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Not canned goods, people. Come on.
Yeah.
What good's that going to do?
They might not be happy about it. But I mean, if you do bring canned goods, make sure they got the pull tab on them.
Yes.
Don't bring them a canned good that they needed a can opener for, because nine times out of ten, they're not going to be carrying a can opener.
It'd be kind of funny where you're like, here you go. And they're like, oh, I got a can opener. I'd be like, wait, what?
You know, those are actually, you can get cheap ones.
Yep, ones that break constantly, like the ones I
have. Yep, ones that break constantly.
The ones I was like,
but a lot of cans have the pull tabs.
Yeah.
So if you make sure you look to see if they got the pull tabs.
I've seen some moments where people have flipped the pull tab over and started opening the can.
Oh,
they're not
yeah.
paying attention to what they're doing. And I'm like, what are you doing? And they're, oh, I'm just opening the can. I'm like.
It's either that or they don't see the pull tab that's on the top. So maybe they put the can in upside down and they can only just see the bottom. And then
the
they pull
it out. Upside down. Pay attention.
So what? They just want to open it. They're hungry.
So when people open bags of chips upside down, I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, that drives me nuts. It does. It drives me nuts.
That drives me insane. That's a pet peeve.
I'm like
that.
Don't do that. Please.
Like, you want a bag of chips? I don't want them. They're upside down.
Yeah. No, I don't want them.
All the crumbs I'm eating now, I want the good stuff.
I don't know, though. I kind of struggle with that thought because I'd rather kind of eat the crumbs
than eat the good stuff.
Leave the good stuff for last.
Yeah.
But all the crumbs
go. But it doesn't matter because the crumbs still go to the bottom.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference if you're eating the good stuff or not.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. But it doesn't even matter.
Don't even matter. So there's another one that you don't talk about. Your sister's children or lack thereof.
Ooh, yeah. You don't wanna do
so
that.
When you have a baby.
Well, Susan.
Well, Grandma, I'm not ready yet. Well, I would love it if you had a baby before
a baby.
Hey.
Worst part is her granddaughter might just be a lesbian. Yeah, Grandma, you're never going to get a grandbaby like that.
Yeah, you don't know. You can't
you
just.
Well, how are you going to get a kid being one of those?
We're going to rent one.
It's the same thing as if Grandma went up and said, when are you going to get a boyfriend?
Yeah. I'm going to rent a kid on eBay.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Just bring one of your guy friends over and tell her that's your boyfriend. That's
yeah, just do that.
You guys can work out a deal. Food will do. Hey, listen, I do a lot of things for food.
Oh, yeah.
There's some things I will not do, but there are some things I will do for food. So you offer me a plate of food, I might pretend to be your boyfriend for the night.
Yeah, you give me a plate of food, I'll be your.
Then you don't have to worry about your grandma asking. And I'm sure your guy friends are going to do the same thing.
Yep, they'll all do that. Because they're all your friends.
That's
They'll help you out.
That's it. Just for a plate of food. Yeah.
When you gonna have a baby?
Baby.
When you gonna have a...
Uh-oh, if we make people gag, it's going to be great.
Grandma, I'm not going to have a...
She's eating... Grandma, I'm not going to have a... I'm not going to have a baby. Man, our time's already over.
Holy cow, look at that.
This is crazy.
We got 10 seconds left.
We got 10 seconds
left.
9,
8, 7.
Thank you for joining Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR.
WTBR.
Pittsfield Radio. Have a good one, guys.
Well, gather round, folks, it's that time of the day. Tune your dials to the madness that we call play. It's Chuck and Billy's hour of utter absurdity, where the jokes are rotten and the hosts are free. Chuck and Billy, oh, they've got the pizzazz of an old rusty carburetor running out of gas. You won't find wisdom or clever repartee, just two clowns on Pittsfield Radio's dismay. Chuck and Billy, they're not your cup of tea, more like a blend of chaos and mediocrity. They think they're funny, but we know better. Plug your ears or brace the audio terror. Are you bored or just plain desperate? 'Cause if you're here, you must have lost a bet. Chuck and Billy, the radio's last resort. Hold on tight for this disastrous sport. Forget their advice and their random thoughts. Chuck and Billy spar with words but lose the plots. Tune in for noise that's sure to grate. Their show's a train wreck you just can't hate. Chuck and Billy, they're not your cup of tea, more like a blend of chaos and mediocrity. They think they're funny, but we know better. Plug your ears or brace the audio terror. Oh.